Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ora Korazim, she's the chairperson of WITSO Israel, and today she's
Hello.
Going to...
Hi.
Good afternoon, Ora. How are you? Hello.
Hello, South Africa. I'm fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. So nice to have you with us. Ora, you're going to be speaking with us about a new law that's been passed in Israel that legislates equal pay for both men and women doing the same job. Tell us more about that, please.
I'm so delighted and proud to tell you about this new law. The WITSO Equal Pay for Women and Men Bill was passed into law by the Knesset just 2 days ago on August 24th. The new law actually obligates employers to publish an annual report with detailing the pay gap between the male and the female employees. This transparency will help women achieve fairness and equality in their wages. It means that that women can ask for equal pay. Today there is a law from 1964 that require equal pay for both sex, but now the employer will be ought to publish the information. So it will be much easier for women to get the information and to achieve fairness and equality pay. I think that the most important thing is that this law is a real key milestone in our ongoing struggle to reduce all kinds of gender gaps in the labor market. In Israel, the gap between men and women in Israel currently stand on 32%, despite the fact that I just told you that there is a law in the books that require equal pay.
That's very interesting, Ora, because we've seen a similar statistic, I think, out of the United States. I think this is a long running. I don't know if the gap is as big as 32% in the States, but we've seen repeatedly, I think, in academic research and less academic research, the claims that women only make 78 cents for every dollar that their male counterparts make in the same job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is quite similar here. It is quite similar, and the gap of 32% is a gap that we really need to take care of. And as we are all desire for a better and society and equal society, this is one of the things that we have to take care immediately. And that's what I just mentioned before, that this is a real key milestone in Israel. And I hope that from now on, the employers, with over 518 employers, will publish a detailed report every year. They're supposed to do it every year. And this will create a system for us to improve equality for women. And every employer, I assume, will think twice before he's discriminating, thinking about discrimination or when it comes to wages of their male and female employees. So I'm sure that the fact that they need to publish it and make it all the information should be on the table will reduce immediately the gaps.
One can hope. And Ora, I know that this is a very recent development in the law. Has there been any resistance or any opposition to the new legislation?
Oh, yeah. We had a very strong, the employers tried to do whatever they could to you know, just that not to have this law. They send a letter to the Prime Minister. They try to send a lot of people to convince the head of this conference in the Knesset. But I'm just so proud to say that the law was passed, although all these very high barriers that we had from the employees, the employers.
And just to clarify so that I understand correctly, Ora, is it now law in Israel that all job postings, all positions, or all companies have to publish the salaries they pay, or only when someone applies for a job, or how does that work?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you well. Can you repeat, please?
Sure. I just want to understand exactly what the law entails. If does this mean that all salary information must be published by an employer, or only when, say, someone applies for a job, or only on request from an employee, or how does it work?
No, the present law from 1964 is just according to the, if someone is demanding the information, they have to publish it. But now every employee from, every employer from employers with 518 employers must publish it. Okay. Otherwise he's not following the law. Otherwise the companies below 500 employers, they're not owed to publish the information.
I see. So that's very interesting. So obviously pressure on larger companies and larger employers. But smaller.
Right. It's regarding mostly for big companies. We actually ask for companies with over 100 employers, and we're still working on it. I mean, in terms of reducing the number of employers, so most of the company will be ought to publish the information. But it's a start. It's a very good start.
It certainly is. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ora.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.